where he Love began to be radio. On the street of Freeport, then to Nassau, Exuma, Ethemia, Eleuthera, amen, glory to God, and many other family islands in the Bahamas. This man of God has held many revivals throughout these islands. Many souls were set free from the bondage of sin and received Christ in their heart. He later moved to the United States, where he continued to preach the gospel from Florida, New York, Philadelphia, Alabama, and many other places, including Texas and Atlanta, Georgia. Bishop Mortimer and his wife have a deep love for souls and believe solely in the power of God to heal and to make whole those who have been bruised and broken. They truly believe in the unity of the body of Christ. Amen. We ask you to stand on your feet all over this place, people of God. Stand on your feet. Glory be to God. And receive at this time the man of God, God's messenger for this hour. Come on and receive Bishop Frank Mortimer. God bless you.
Are you here, Father? In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. We magnify your loving name. We thank you for that holy name, Jesus. We ask you now, Lord, to word in our mouth. Cover us with your blood. Hide us behind the cross. And we'll tell and give you the praise in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. You may be seated in your peace. I'm excited about a man called Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He has been good and real. Amen.
Yes.
I feel very blessed of God. I feel very privileged. Amen. You know, to be here, and I promised I wouldn't take a whole lot of time tonight, but I mean, you need to hear me out just a little bit. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But before I get somewhere, I want to tell you something. God is moving on the behalf, and I speak life upon you. You shall live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord. For the hands of the Lord have been on you for many years. Hallelujah, somebody. And God says that you have come into this place. There will be, glory to God, change. Even in the way you feel. When you sit down in your limbs. Honey, when you get up and feeling pain. I declare in 10 days there shall be a difference. Come on, give up praise in this house. I said, give him praise. Give him praise, God. He's ready to be praised. Ready to be lifted up. Amen. Hallelujah. I give praise to God. I want to tell you something. I might have to explain it a little later, but I give praise to our celestial intercessor, Dr. S.D. James. I have served him for many years. And the Lord came to me and he says, you serve the prophet. And he says, you are an evangelist. When he first met me in 1976, he picked me out of a crowd of folks. And he told me, he said, you're an evangelist, but you have not yet preached or expound the gospel like do it, but he speaks into my life. God always needs somebody to speak into your life. And I was sitting down there just thinking about that, and he got up and he was talking about, you know, he gave a prophet, you know, just a glass of water. And the Lord spoke to me, and he says, the same grace that I have given to him, I will give to you. Hallelujah, somebody. Not that I'm a prophet, tell somebody in that perspective, but I am his son. Hallelujah. I am for God. Hallelujah, glory to God. What a prophetic ministry that will live. I say, come on, come on. I say we will what? Live and not die. But declare the word of the Lord. Just one more thing, and I'm going to get into the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for my leaders. Dr. Husband James, our senior apostle. Thank God for my presiding bishop. Bishop K.A. Kenner. The ETC Evangelist Pentecostal Church worldwide. Hallelujah, somebody. I heard him talk about it. This is a worldwide thing. And we're connected with another worldwide thing. And let me tell you something, you're about to go. Hallelujah, not just in the spot that you're in, but I see God doing some things. He's expanding you. I see God says, you will grow. Oh yeah! All right, let's get into the word of God. He finished with you. I just want to put it like that. We'll talk about that later. Now I want to tell you, I have some texts because I don't like to do too much talking, but I have some texts from some of the ministers of our ministry, from Macon. But they were saying that I might have a few of them just drop in. And let me tell you something, I'll be glad to introduce you to them.
Yes.
Because I am very proud to meet somebody like you.
Yes.
And somebody like you, Pastor.
Yes.
Somebody like you, Pastor. You see what I'm saying? I am so, even you, that all of you that are here, I'm glad to meet you.
Yes.
Some of you might not have seen you before, but you are my brother and my sister.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Somebody.
Hallelujah.
If you're born again, just wave that hand and say, I am born again.
We are
connected. Thank God for the songbird. She just walked through, and God said, hey, she has a singer like this.
Oh, yes.
I don't know how it's your week long, but on Friday and tomorrow Wednesday, hallelujah, somebody, we're going to need you to do that again.
All right.
In 2 days. If all you right. can plan your week,
yes.
Hallelujah, somebody. Yes. But God will do something. God will do something in your life
yes.
that will be different
yes, sir.
When you live out of this place.
Yes. Yes, yes. Yes, sir.
God don't identify anything. I told somebody, I said, if God identified anything, it means that he was healed.
That's right. That's right.
And he says, I'm walking in the promise.
Yes.
You understand? But let me tell you something. Moses, when he started, he was 80. Hallelujah, somebody. So somebody, you need to get ready to live. Tell somebody, I'm just starting. Because there are so many people need to be saved. And we are getting to the end of time. We are living in perilous times. This is the end time. It's time to tell somebody, get your house in order. For he is coming again. Yes, he is. He's at the door. Well, my God, I'm telling you, the door's already swing open, and he's about to step on the top. The clock had moved. I said the clock had moved from 5 minutes to 12. Come in here, somebody. And we are in the last minute. What you want to do for Christ, you ought to do it now. If you're going to get right, you ought to get it right now. Tomorrow might be too late. I heard the spirit of the bride said, come. You that are hearing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody. But if we're going to read it by the Spirit tonight,
you will see a full stop right there where it says, in the beginning, God. Yes? What it means, Pastor, hallelujah, somebody, before he formed the heaven and the earth, there was no heaven, no earth. There was only God. See? Hallelujah, somebody. And if there is only God, hallelujah, somebody, everything that is was in God. Everything that you see. Everything that you see, just even look around you, everything you see was actually in God. See what I'm saying? So we got to understand that in this time, when there was just God, me and you was in him. Hallelujah, somebody. He has been our dwelling place. Hallelujah, somebody. As much as we can understand it, the writer says, in all of us. Generation. Yes. Oh, yes. But brothers and sisters, before he formed the world,
yes, sir.
We were in him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Before the foundation of the world, I was there. He had chosen you before the foundation of the world. Pastor, he had chosen you before the foundation of the world. Other folks might not see it, but you got to believe it because God spoke to you.
Hallelujah.
He had not just had you there. He had ordained you for purpose. So Paul was knocked down and Paul said, hey. Hey, Lord. How many know, brother God, I don't care who you is, when God really gets you to a point and he wants you to answer the call, hallelujah, somebody, he's going to knock on your door and you are going to say, Lord, what will thou have me to do? You see what I'm saying? So God had a plan. He had a plan for... And so we're here and we say, man, you know, I come because I feel like coming. I come to help, but God has a plan. And because he has that plan, you can now see and know that you are haunted. If I have time to talk with you, I'll just start naming some stuff. You understand? Because, hallelujah, somebody, in him was life. Right? Hallelujah. You, when God himself, everything was in him, but he was life in the beginning. He was life. Not that he was in the beginning. God told me, he says, I am the beginning. See, there are things that was made in the beginning, but God is the beginning. So if we understand the principle of the word of God is letting you know in him was life.
Yes, yes, yes.
So just a little bit of it. The trees have life.
Yes.
The grass have one.
Yes.
The birds have.
Yes.
The fishes in the sea have.
Yes.
The birds in the water.
Yes.
In the air have.
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody. Out of him came what? Life. Well, I'm just going to give you a little bit of that. How many somebody? Just to show it as we were in. But he was letting us know that he was our dwelling place. How many somebody? In all generations. So from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. He is our dwelling place. Man, I stretch out the day and I said, God, I thank you for being a dwelling place. But if you can live in God, hallelujah, some of your testimony will continue.
Amen.
You understand? Because if you live in him you move.
Right.
And tell somebody, say, we have our what? Yes, so that tell you right there, God is doing something. It's, God is up to something. God is up to something. I said God is up to something. I don't know what he's going to do for the rest of the week. Hallelujah, somebody. But one thing I know, he's going to move by his spirit. And all we got to do is just try to stay right there because in the beginning where there was just God, could you imagine if everybody was just in God? You could imagine if it was just God, nothing else, just God. My glory to God. I thought about that. I said, what a glory it would be.
Yes.
If we were just in him. That's powerful. And we're going to get to a place where we are rooted and grounded. Yeah, I want to say a whole lot more stuff than that. You understand? But it's got to be where you are rooted and grounded.
That's right.
You know, I heard a lot of people say, and I'm going to say this nicely. And I've been saying it too, a lot of stuff. I just stopped a few years ago. He says, you know, well, we ain't perfect. And all the preachers say it too. But the Bible says that the royal priesthood here. See, the apostle, prophet, teaching evangelists, and you understand, and pastors, and all that stuff, good stuff, they come to work. They come for the work. Perfection of the church. Perfection means that there got to be growth. Don't tell me God starts something and finish. I think the book says that he don't stop nothing that he can't finish. God is starting to work in us, even though it doesn't seem to seem like the flesh got us more than the spirit. But God says, I'm working on you to bring you into that perfect man. Yield to him. All things are possible to them that believe. Yeah, we are here. And we might not be perfect tonight, but I'm telling you, we're pressing on into it. If the word of God says we can accomplish it, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So, I know we could quote a lot of scriptures. Hallelujah. And since I'm here, I better go a little further. Paul says, man, this imperfect flesh of mine. Every time I try to do the good, even I need dunamis power. I need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Every time I try to do the good, evil is always present. Provoking me, enticing me, is always present, trying to hinder me. Hallelujah, somebody. But great is he that is in me than he that's in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus. He gets so. That's why God has given the apostle the insert as the foundation of it to show us how the entrance into this comes. And he gets to the point where he says, man, this stuff is not just present with me, but because. Because of me, I feel it even in my flesh. Now, let's deal with that. The devil might get in your flesh, but he can't get in your spirit. He can't get in him that is in you. Hallelujah, somebody. I told the devil, you cannot get to my spirit. You can talk to it.
All right.
Well, let me go a little further, because I got some more stuff to say right there, but I'm going to leave that right there for another time. See? But it's right in my flesh. This stuff that is there, Minister Bryson, it makes me feel miserable. It makes me feel uncomfortable. me I'm not even a man
enough.
There are some things sometimes come to you, make you feel like you're not saved. You hear what I'm saying? But you better trust that God in you. I say you better trust that God in you. That he'll bring you up. Holiness is right. Holiness is right, brothers and sisters. Honey, the world might not declare it, but I say holiness is right. But if y'all will listen to me just a little bit more. I'm trying not to, but listen here. And I'm trying to find the right words, because I'm kind of brutal sometimes with some things, because then myself, I'm really brutal to me. My wife could tell you, hey, I'm kind of brutal with you. This God had to give me the right person to take stuff. Hallelujah, somebody. Because I'm straightforward with truth, and I don't like to turn corners, because corners, hallelujah, cause me to error. Cause others to error. See, in God, where all things are possible, we have to lean that way. But we're talking about in the dwelling place. So if we are in him, we got to stay in him. Glory to God. I want to walk with that. Can I just walk with you just a little bit more? I got so much to say with it, but I got to cut corners to get out, because, I mean, I just don't want to just... Do you understand? Sometimes if I take my time, you know, if somebody gets, you see that's a rubber punch, man, that could really hurt. You see what I'm saying? But if somebody gets go way back, you can see it coming, and you might be able to duck from it. See? Hallelujah, somebody. But he says, this stuff is in me. This sin is here. It makes me uncomfortable. And his spirit cries for the flesh. There was something greater than him that cried out for the flesh. Says, hey, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Sin is death. Sin is a separation from God. Who shall deliver us? The Lamb. The Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. So come forth and deliver us. Hello. So Paul cries out. And when he cries out, when you cry out to God, I like David. He says, the poor man cried, and the Lord heard and delivered him out of all of his problems. If you cry tonight, God will deliver you out of all your problems, all your situations. Hallelujah. He delivered you out of every sickness you've got. Hallelujah, somebody. This God that we serve is a powerful, unfailing, on his deliverance. Now listen here. I want to go just a little further. I want you to get this. You want to get this? You want to push me? Hold on one minute. I got to get this out. I can get this out first. Then. Hallelujah, somebody. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. You better understand what's going on here. So in this debt that is already here, and the cry that is made, God opened the apostle eye to see. And he says, oh, I see now. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? Mm-hmm. You see? He says, I see Jesus Christ. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? So right where I am now, I'm going to stop feeling uncomfortable. Because I see a way out. I see a light. And he get excited and took the pen up and began to write. Somebody ought to get it for me. Get the eighth chapter.
Glory, glory, glory. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Get the eighth chapter. middle ones and the first ones. And let's read again. Let's read that first one, what it says. Glory to God. So right at his situation, what changes things in our life is not the circumstances. It's the mindset. See? His mind changes. From that miserable state. And now he sees a way of escape. For God has a way of escape for the righteous. Hello, somebody. So he said, go. Somebody ought to help me. Right now, there is what? No condemnation. Paul says, hey, I was wondering what the mess was going on, but hallelujah, somebody, this flesh can't condemn the spirit that is in me. For great is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Hallelujah.
If you reading that thing right?
Oh, yeah.
What it says again?
There is therefore now.
There is therefore now.
No condemnation.
Right now, in your situation, in your struggle, I'm telling you, there is no condemnation. God is greater than that country you got if you press forward in him.
Yeah.
Now watch this. Read.
To them which are in Christ.
To them we are in Christ. There's a lot in Christ Jesus tonight.
Yeah.
Well, just wave your hand. Oh, God, just love to see people of God waving their hand. Glory to God, letting the world know I'm saved.
Hey, come on.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, faith.
Faith.
In his hand.
In his arm.
See?
Mighty
God. So, the reason why there's no condemnation, because there is a deliverance at the end. So Paul said in a second voice, he said, I see a law that
for the law
of Christ,
the spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
The law of who?
The spirit of life.
The law of
Christ
Jesus.
Yes.
The law of spirit, the spirit what?
Of life in of Christ
life
Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Has made me free from the law of sin and death. Mighty God.
So, what the law could not do.
Yeah. And that it was weak through the flesh.
Hallelujah. Pause at the moment. What the law could not do.
Yeah.
In that it was weak through the flesh.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I got to get there. See?
Thank you, Lord.
The Old Testament says, there's not a just man that walking upon the earth that doeth good and sin not.
Come on.
But Paul comes back and says, after he get a hold of this same process.
Yeah.
you understand what I'm saying? He's saying something different. He said, for the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
That cleanses us from some.
From all.
Oh, God, I said from some.
From all.
From all unrighteousness.
All unrighteousness.
So what the law could not do.
Yeah.
Somebody has to read that third word. It says, for what the law could not do,
in that
it was
weak
through
the
flesh, God sent
his own son
in the likeness of sinful flesh and forcing
condemn
sin in the flesh. So that the righteousness of God
might be fulfilled in us.
Look at somebody and say, the righteousness of God.
The righteousness of God.
Can be fulfilled
can
in
be
you.
Fulfilled in you. And hallelujah. Thank
so,
you, Lord.
It's letting us know. If the righteousness of God is fulfilled in the flesh, then the flesh is under subjection to the will of God.
Come on.
So Paul just changed the whole thing and says, I am crucified.
Come on.
Nevertheless.
I live. Yet not I. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
So we crucified with you. Well, that's powerful. That's powerful. So the thing about it is, the crucifixion, being crucified, don't mean nothing until you die.
Come on.
You understand what I'm saying? So if you're crucified with him, like this. If you go down to the funeral home, I guarantee somebody's dead. You can cuss them out saying, if they dream, they ain't gonna say nothing to your back. God can bring you to a place where you can put up with stuff that you couldn't put up with 10 years ago. Talk stuff to you and you want to slap them down. But now you're grown. Come on, you've developed the professor's way. And it's bringing you closer. It's protecting your life and bringing you closer. Tell somebody, say, press your way. Keep dwelling in him because he is dwelling in you. He's your dwelling place. You're in him, and he is in you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Just. I'm just started preaching, but I know I can't go too long. This is a revival. I want to come one time. I just complete preach. You understand? Because there's no end to the anointing of God.
Hallelujah.
It will tell me who it is. And you know, God got a seed that will believe his word. And he got a seed that you can't tell me nothing. Oh, I'm already grown. All that are rooted and grounded. I was in 1983. I was in Mother Booker Church. She's gone with the Lord now. Or their men, Pastor Williams. And I was preaching one day, and there was one of a big tree in her yard. And I was preaching, and he said, go there and pull that tree up. More than all that. I went there, and I said, God sends it. And I keep pulling that tree up. And Sister Franklin, the tree scraped my hand, everything, but I believe as he told me I was coming up, but he was trying to teach me a lesson. So I tapped up the Lord, I can't pull it up. He said, look to the right. And there was a little small tree. And he said, pull it up. And I pulled it up. He said, that's what I send y'all to do. I send y'all to touch the heart of those who I have caused the heart of stone to become a heart of flesh. Hallelujah. Everybody will not receive it, but the true seed of God will receive it because they know that there has been something more than what I am doing. Walk in the light, for he is the light. See? So if we can look at it from that principle, you can see it, and I'm going to end it right here in John, and I'm going to get out of your head. John 15 and 1, he says, I am the true vine.
Yeah.
And my father is the husbandman. I need you to get it. Y'all there?
Yes.
Go ahead, baby, read.
Every branch in me. That beareth
fruit. Hold on. See, you got to, every branch in me, you got to make sure you're in him, in that dwelling place.
Yes.
So he said, every branch that is in me.
Yes.
Just put somebody right next to you and say, make sure you're in him.
Make sure you're in.
Rooted and ground. Hallelujah, somebody. See, you can't just say it with the mouth. You got to be planted. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Every branch in me that what?
Beareth not fruit.
That beareth not fruit what I do.
He taketh away.
God comes to take it away.
My God.
Go ahead.
And every branch that beareth fruit.
And every branch that beareth fruit.
He purgeth it.
He says, I come to nourish it.
Uh-huh.
I come to give it some miracle growth.
Yeah.
I come to make it grow.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah, somebody. I come to change circumstances. Yeah. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
If you abide in me,
uh-huh.
If you abide in the dwelling place,
yeah. you, Lord.
Now we know.
Now we know.
Now
that
we
if
know.
We abide in him.
Yeah.
And he abide what?
In us.
What's going to happen?
Ask whatever we will.
You can do what?
Ask whatever we will.
Glory to God. You can ask what?
Whatever we will.
How many of you got a Bible out there that read that way? He says, if you abide in him, you can ask whatever
you
will.
Shall be done. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you.
Ask what you will. And he'll do it.
Thank you, man.
Now, I want to stop right there to let you know that sometimes there are people who got enough in them to make it all by themselves. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Are you here? Are you there? But there's some people who got it in them to make it all by themselves. There are folks who don't have, they need some help.
Mighty God.
Yeah.
Sometimes a man got a good intention, a man got a good mind, he got a strategic mind. If you give him a little help, you understand, he'll take it. But if you give somebody a help who don't know nothing, they just throw it away. But what I'm trying to say is that God is saying that if you ask anything, I'll help you. If you lack wisdom, I'll give it to you. If you need healing, I told somebody, I said, if you're not happy and you need your own, yes, he will.
Yes.
He'll give you joy.
Yes.
He'll give you a peace of mind.
Yes.
I can feel that.
Hallelujah.
Almost want to preach right there. You see what I'm saying? But I ain't going to do that. You understand? It is important that we understand.
Yes.
Y'all want to read that again for me? If you ask
anything.
If you ask anything according to his will, he hears you.
Yeah.
And if you know that he hears you, you can have,
you have the
petition that you asked of him. How many of the actions are not?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
What else is that?
Mighty God.
I need some more. Read some more. You don't need the book. Read this. She ain't got it to read. Cause I
and
go
it may bring are you, the 15.
15.
Back in the,
and yet that's where it says ask. Right? Ask anything.
All right.
If you abide in me, in you, you can ask anything. There was a lady came in Shambach's service and she had not just her toes cut off, she had a whole foot thing come off.
Hallelujah.
And she comes up in the chair that they were pushing in, and Shambach God said, "What you want?" She said, "I want my foot back." And he prayed for a foot. He prayed for a foot. He looked down and he nothing happened. But he says he believed God that God will give her a foot. And if she believe it, God will give it to her. He went off preaching the gospel, came back another 3 months, and part of it already grew back. Hallelujah, somebody. In about 6 months, her whole foot grow back.
Yeah.
Well, if God can do that, I know he can heal everything.
Come on. Mighty God.
So you got to believe, God, that he can do what he say he'll do,
yeah.
Even
yeah.
though it just sound crazy.
Thank you, Lord.
In our ministry, we saw the dead raised. Folks up at the level that died right in the church. All the fluid and everything covered of his body.
Mama.
He was dead. How was God speak? And the prophet came down and he says, what I need some young folks. He said, all y'all young folks, come behind me and put your hand on me because I'm about to give this man life. Hallelujah, somebody. He draw life and put it in him and he got up. I said he got up. God is about to do some miracle stuff. If you can believe it, the little stuff that you believe in God for, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Anything. Man, I'm stuck on that anything. Anything.
I will be. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, anything. I just stuck there for a minute.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yes, sir.
Anything. And he'll do it for you.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Can you read just a little bit more for me? Read a couple more words. Before I'm probably come right back to that out.
Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit.
Read.
Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
If you can believe it, you got it. That's what it means. You're clean through that word. If you can believe it just like it says, it will do exactly what it says.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Abide in me.
Abide in me.
And I in you.
See, that we got that dwelling thing again. You see that? You see that place come? He says not only that you in me, he says that I in you.
Yes.
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 Go ahead.
As the branch cannot bear fruit.
You can't do nothing without him. You never, that's all right. You cannot do nothing what? Without him.
Yes.
Nothing.
Thank you, Lord.
I told God, I said, God, I'm going to tell you something. I believe this book just like it says,
yes.
And I'm going to do what it says. Hallelujah, and I'm going to tell the folks what you said. Hallelujah, somebody, I don't have to do nothing. All I got to do is say his word, and he'll perform it.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Tell the word, say, speak.
Speak.
The word.
The word. Thank you, Lord.
And it'll happen. Just two more words, and I probably might quit. Go ahead.
No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine.
Now the word except means that you have a choice.
Yes.
I have people all the time say, man, you can't pluck him out of your hand. No, you can't. You can't pluck him out of God's hand, but you can walk out your will.
Yeah, come on. Come on. Man.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, the will of a person has something to do a whole lot with it. And I know this is not really a preaching service, but it's something to get us who are saved tonight. Because most of you in here are saved. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Hurting somebody. And God want to work on you. Because you got to be a witness. Y'all going to go here tomorrow, and I need somebody just to hold their hand up and say, Bishop, I'll five half day with you tomorrow. And I'll pray. Amen. How many know things are done with fasting and what? Praying.
Come on. Come on. Mighty God.
So that we can see a change. And you know what we need to be praying more for? We need to be praying more for the laborers. Because the harvest is right.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's the laborers that are here.
Yes,
yes. Yes, a lot of us ain't willing to do the work.
Mm.
Hallelujah. We got to get up and work. Tell somebody to get up and work.
Get up and work.
Well, it's day for the night coming when no man can be out of work.
Yes.
Now is the time. Now is the acceptable time of the Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah,
you.
Somebody. Yes. And he's letting us know that we can do nothing.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Unless we abide in him. Go ahead, sis.
I am the vine. Ye are the branches.
Oh, he letting you know right now.
Uh-huh.
See, in the first chapter, I want you to get it right. He says, I am the what?
True vine.
Uh-huh. I am the true vine.
Uh-huh.
And my what?
Father is the husbandman.
Now he's telling you that you are the what?
Branches.
Vine. Not only you just the branches.
Mm.
What did you say down there?
I am the vine, ye are the branches.
I am the what?
Vine.
Or I'm the tree.
Uh-huh.
And you're the what?
Ye are the branches.
Well, I tell you what, you got the branch of it, can't do nothing by itself, right?
Nothing.
Well, that's actually what he's saying in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to abide. As long as that thing abides in there, it has life.
Mm.
You cut it off and do it. So he is saying you can't do it all yourself. And never think that you can do it all yourself. I don't care what it is. I need help.
Amen.
You understand there are folks who said they don't need help. I need help. I need somebody.
Yeah.
You understand the only way we can make it, we need pastors to get together and pray.
Yeah.
We come on, somebody. We need pastors to get together and meet Jesus.
Yeah.
Let a light shine out of us before people and let them know that we are standing up in truth.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
We are part of something that is real.
Yes.
Somebody feed somebody, give him praise, magnify the Lord all over this place. Oh, yeah. Tell somebody while you clapping your hands and listen, I am abiding in him. Tell them I'm stuck to the vine. Hallelujah. You can't get between me and him. The one songwriter said there's nothing between my soul and the faith. Hallelujah, somebody. Get them stuck there. Tell somebody to say, stay right there. Close to him. Oh, Jesus. Pastor, he'll do this tonight. I'm ready to pray. I'm ready to pray. Is there one in this place that needs to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior? Is there one? Yeah. I mean, you don't even have to move from your seat. I'll let you stay right there. But if you want to accept Jesus Christ tonight, if there's one, just raise your hand. There's one over there. Is there another one? I just feel like I got another one. Come on, if there's another one. There's another one. Okay. I want you to go right there to that place right there.
Mm-hmm.
of God. I need you to go over there, Pam. Hold on. You're going to back up here. I'm going to send pastor. Go Bishop. What we're going to do is, I want you that this is what's going to happen. We're going to get some people in here, and we're going to start ministering to them. You, if you are a singer, we're going to have some altar call. Look, if they don't come here, take the altar to them. I want you to just take it to the center of prayer. Minister to him. I have some well up here. I want you to come and do what you can tonight. But I also have, just say you didn't have it and you want to do something, I'll give you an envelope. You can either bring it, you can mail it. You can also go on the back of it. It got wordofjesus.org. And you can actually just put your donation there. But brothers and sisters, more than anything, I want you to fast with me tomorrow. Half day. You hear? Let's pray for souls. Amen. I want those that are saved to come, but let's see if we can get some folks that need Jesus in the house. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to have some altar calls. We want to do some old time Holy Ghost foot stamping, hand clapping, and let the Holy Ghost have his way. How many know God can do that? Amen. I believe if everybody just tell one person, the next person, someone will be there. Matter of God, I don't know you in that blue, but I want to tell you something. The Lord say he has his hand on you. And I'm telling you something. There's a ministry. There's a ministry in your life. There's a calling on your life. If you're not doing it, hallelujah, I believe with all my heart that God is going to get you to the place where you are. But I just feel that in my spirit. Hallelujah. There's a ministering spirit out there. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody give God a praise for this. Okay. If you can, $20 or more or whatever you can do, we appreciate it. God bless you. You can follow the instructions of there. Oh, you can come from probably wherever you are, because there's not much in here, but just come from wherever you are and head this way. Ma'am. All right, God bless you. God bless you. Somebody ought to just clap your hand for him. Glory to God. And if you can't come back, come let me see you, brother. All right? Y'all can make it back. Thank God for you, woman of God. All right. Yes. Matter of God, I don't know if someone's going to show up tomorrow night or the next night, but